We went up to the counter this morning and said that we had a letter that we wanted to deliver to Ken Blackwell up on the 16th floor. And we were told that perhaps a member of the Secretary of State's staff could come down and take our letter, but we wouldn't be allowed to go up to his office. And so we decided to come in here and have some orange juice and wait for there to be maybe a changing of minds up there. I mean, we're from California, and this is kind of unprecedented to me. I mean, this is not in my experience. Usually, if a private citizen wants to go to a public office, it doesn't mean that Ken Blackwell has to see me at my will. I mean, we understand that public officials are busy and they have schedules and they make appointments. That's fine. But to not be allowed to go up to the floor where he has his offices to deliver a message from the citizens of Ohio, or in this case, from the House Judiciary Committee, which, as we speak, is holding a meeting in Washington, D.C., holding a hearing to which Ken Blackwell was invited to be a guest. He declined to be a guest, and that's why we're out here today to hold a press conference asking Ken Blackwell to come down from his suite of offices on the 16th floor here and address these issues, or asking him to get on the phone. You know, he didn't want to spend the $39 to get on the commuter flight to Washington, D.C. Maybe he will at least call into the committee meeting and answer some of the 34 questions that they put to him last week.
Can you summarize some of those questions? What are some of the most critical ones in the letter?
Well, they begin with the media lockdown in Warren County, which happened on election night, that was supposedly due to a level 9 or 10 alert issued by the FBI and the Office of Homeland Security, telling Warren County to not allow anyone into the rooms where the vote count was going on. It still hasn't been explained. The discrepancy between what the county officials say about this lockdown enforced by Homeland Security and the denial by that very agency of this so-called terror alert is an issue that has still not been probed. The letter talks about the problems in Franklin County with the misallocation of voting machines and the fact that people are waiting in line from 2 to 7 hours. It talks about the discrepancies in votes where in some precincts the Constitutional Law Party candidate actually got more votes than John Kerry. It talks about precincts in which a candidate for state Supreme Court received tens of thousands more votes. She was running as a Democrat, received tens of thousands of more votes than the presidential candidate, John Kerry. It just goes through a litany of irregularities in the count and irregularities in the actual procedure of the vote. And it simply asks the Secretary of State to address these questions. And as I said, right now, this hearing is going on in Washington. And why isn't Ken Blackwell there answering the questions of members of Congress regarding the Ohio presidential vote? Well, we feel really strongly about the hijacking of the vote here in Ohio and of the need for, I mean, a recount is good and we're glad that's going on. What we really think should happen here is what's happening in Ukraine right now, which is a re-vote, because there's so many questions about the Ohio vote that need to be answered, some of which will probably never be answered because some of what would be needed to do an accurate recount has probably been thrown in the round file in the wastebasket by now. But the other issue that we feel so strongly about is this issue of access to public officials. Here's Ken Blackwell in a privately owned building. I guess it's owned by the Borden Corporation. And that is merely a way for a public official to hide from the public. And we, the taxpayers, are paying for that suite of offices he has up on the 16th floor. And it just is wrong that we can be found to have or charged with a misdemeanor crime, which seems like they're going to arrest us for trespass. At least that is what they told us yesterday when we were sitting in Zuppa's, that we were no longer allowed to be in this building. And for a public official like Ken Blackwell to have offices in a private building and thereby to deny the public access to him seems totally wrong to me.
So are you prepared to stay here and face arrest in this particular effort this morning?
Yeah, well, you know, they used to arrest black people for sitting in lunch counters in the South, and I guess here in Ohio, up in the North, they arrest white people for having orange juice and Zuppas. So yeah, I mean, we feel very strongly about this, about both things, about the Ohio election, but particularly in this case, the whole, just the idea that we would be charged with trespass for trying to see a publicly elected official in publicly financed office space just seems way beyond the pale to us. And so, yes, we're prepared to take whatever consequences the city of Columbus and Ohio want to bring down upon us.
We've been asked to leave the building where Kenneth Blackwell has his offices, that are offices that should be available to the people of the state. We've been asked to leave, and we refused.
So you're essentially sitting in the building, and you're being arrested now after having tried to gain access to the Secretary of State.
Yeah, that's right. And we're being arrested for trespassing in this private building where a public official has his offices.
What's the process now? Will they be arraigned or incarcerated?
They'll be incarcerated. We're going to go ahead and file the trespassing charges. It was in our view, obviously, in our presence. So we'll go ahead and just do a standard arrest.
So will they be released on their own recognizance?
No, that's somebody else's responsibility to do that. We just make the arrest. The other part of the judicial system takes care of that. So, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.